Well, good morning. It's 6:55 a.m. Pacific time on March 26th, day two, a Monday, of the Oregon trail, whatever. It's cold this morning. I mean, really cold. Maybe 40. My fingers are freezing already. I've only been out a couple of minutes. But I wanted to do a quick check-in. I'm making a symbolic walk this morning down the hill and back again. Not too very far, I don't believe. It'll be a while before I can get this posted, I suspect, because the bed and breakfast, the Anchor, has internet, but it's so sporadic. It's almost impossible to get anything done that requires any amount of online presence. Luckily, when we go over to the office at 11, they have very good connection over there, and I'll be able to do the upload and make a post and get this thing out here today. And so you'll be able to find out what's going on. It's been quite exciting. I'm sticking my hand in my pocket. I hope I'm not going to lose my recording. It's been quite exciting. Today, just today, it's, 6:55. I've already done 2,000 words today. We got four new assignments last night, 500 words apiece, that are due tonight at the 7 o'clock session. I got a different assignment that's due at 11. That one I did last night. This morning, though, I got up. It was around, I want to say around 4. Honestly, I can't remember. It's really quite strange because I'm quite frequently well-grounded in day and time, well, time anyway, just because of the schedule that I keep at home. But everything has been thrown into a cocked hat here. I have no idea. No idea at all. In theory, I'm pretty sure today is Monday. But to give you an idea of just how off balance I am, I packed a sweatshirt, a hooded sweatshirt, and I figured I would need it this morning. I'm wearing like 6 layers of clothes because I didn't bring my parka, which was kind of a stupid thing. I probably should have. But I didn't figure I'd be out that much. It wouldn't be a big deal, and honestly, it's not. So in order to get this sweatshirt on, I took off my glasses and laid them on the counter in my room and headed out. And I got about, I took the picture of the church that I'll use for my post today. And the church is directly across the street from the bed and breakfast. It's looking quite good with the sky lightning behind it. I thought that would be a good picture for the day. And so I took a picture, and then I started on down the street. I got about 20 yards away, and I was getting ready to start the recording. And I'm trying to see the screen on my phone, and I can't quite make out. Is it March 26th or March 28th? You know, it's like, what the hell is going on here? How come I can't focus on that word, on that number? Why can't I pull this in? So I reached up to straighten my glasses and realized that I had forgotten to put them back on. And so I'm walking around outside without my glasses for the first time in perhaps 40 years. I don't have glasses on. I can't see worth shit. But it's just kind of a symptom of just how crazed and off balance and yet still quite excited and exhilarated that I am. I've done 2,000 words today. I got to write a 3,000-word short story before tomorrow night. I think I'd probably get that done. No, I'm not going to say before breakfast, but certainly I plan on getting it done before 4 o'clock, before 7 o'clock tonight when we go back over. The sessions themselves haven't been as bad as we were sort of led to believe they were going to be, which is a good thing. Last night in particular was the first night where we passed in work. So Dean got a stack of exercises turned in, and there's 20-something of us, 21, 22, and we all passed in 4 pieces that had to do with accent. I'm going to turn around now and head back up the hill. And each one of them was about 500 words long, or supposedly no longer than 500 words. In fact, mine, I think all of them are now going to come in around 460, 475, somewhere in there. Because what he said was no more than 500 words, manuscript format, and no more than 2 pages. If you write more than that, only print the first 2 pages. I won't read any more than that. I'll throw them back at you. So we can only print off what amounts to a page and a half, and that comes out to be about 465, 475 words, somewhere in there, depending on how much dialogue and how much stuff you have put in there. So it's not a big piece. So on its surface, 500 words in 4 different kinds of accents, 4 different story beginnings, go. I mean, that was the assignment for yesterday. And we had about 24 hours to do it. It's actually considerably less than that because he kept us over there until 10 o'clock the other night, Saturday night. And if he had kept us there until 10 o'clock last night, that could have been grim. But after about 8:30, we met for about an hour. We talked about the assignment. We did some instruction. Then he gave us the new assignment for tonight, which is about attitude. And we have to write 4 stories. 4 story starts, no longer than 500 words, yada, 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 yada. And he gave us 4 different ideas, with some stipulations in that we have to write the same person, but with 4 different attitudes, and start the story for each of those 4 different attitudes for that same person. And of course, the stories aren't the same, because with a different attitude, it becomes a different story. And it was staggering to me that when I sat down to write this morning, it was like, okay, well, the point is to not overthink it. The point is to have these ideas in mind and go. And so when I got up this morning and started writing, it was like, okay, Goth. Has to be Goth. What do I know about Goth? Not a whole lot. Write what you know. You have 500 words. Do your page and a half. Move on. What's the next one? Next one was cheerleader. All right, what do I know about cheerleaders? Go. And the answer is, of course, nothing, pretty much. The point isn't really how much I know. The point is whether or not I could write a story. So it was like we have to do the same thing 4 times, with a different attitude for each. And it was exhilarating. It was amazing. I got my homework for tonight done. It's 8 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock. So now I've got time to do the short story that I was sweating. 3,000 words, manuscript format. Shouldn't be too bad. I'm trying to think of something that's cool, something that's different. and first dates. And he's given us a bunch of stuff to think about. And I'm going to try not to think too much about them and just see if I can't write a story about first dates. Well, actually, to be clear, it has to fit in an anthology entitled First Dates. So I can pretty much do anything I want with that. Some interesting opportunities with how that might work out. Yeah, it has to be contemporary. So science fiction, fantasy are pretty much, if I can do contemporary fantasy, it would work, but I can't do like Kenneth and Frank's First Date or something like that. But I still it has some interesting things to say, some interesting fun. 500 words, about 6 pages. 3,000 words, rather, it's about 6 pages. 500 words is about 2. So, yeah, we could do this. And it could be fun. And I've got, it looks very much like I'll have plenty of time to do that today since I've now finished my assignment. I'm shocked. I'm gratified, but I'm shocked. I'm also freezing. Luckily, the room is nice and warm. Although, I had forgotten what it's like where it's humid. Where it's humid, things don't dry. And this sounds, I know this is going to sound funny, but I've lived so long in Colorado now where if you wring out a washcloth and, you know, hang it on the rail in the shower, in a half an hour, it's dry. It's done. Here, I showered yesterday morning, hung the washcloth on the rail. It's last night, actually this morning. It was still soggy. Last night when I got back to the room, about 8 o'clock, 8:30, there was still water standing in the shower from the shower in the morning where it hadn't evaporated yet. And I'm looking at that thinking, what the hell? And I thought, was there a leak? Is there somebody here in the shower taking a shower during the day while I was gone? What the hell? And then I realized that, no, it's just everything here is soaked. Everything here is humid. The humidity is probably 100%, which is what makes it cold feel so biting. Because it's not just cold, it's cold and wet. And I had forgotten. I grew up in cold and wet, and I'd forgotten exactly what that looks like. So it was pretty amusing and pretty astonishing for me. Anyway, I'm back. It's not exactly the back gate, but I'm back at the anchor. I'm going to get this loaded onto the computer, blow my nose, maybe perk another pot of coffee, and I'm going to go write something. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.